This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to hear how being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa has helped Adrian Paternoster from Buckinghamshire to turn his hobby painting into the main focus of his life. Adrian has been donating his completed canvases to people in Buckinghamshire by leaving them in local towns and other locations to give joy and hope to others. Through his work, Adrian hopes to show others you can turn the impossible into the possible, and he hopes to maybe have his work hanging on the walls of the Tate too. Hello, Adrian, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to be here.
Firstly, Adrian, has painting and making art always been something that you've been interested in? And before being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, what sort of art were you producing? And was it something that you thought you'd never be able to do full time?
Yeah, definitely. Right at the beginning, I used to do it as a hobby for friends and families, just doing like portrait drawings with pencil. And I always wanted to make a career out of it. But unfortunately, a lot of people see art as a hobby. But with what's been going on with the retina pigmentosa, it's sort of given me the inspiration to do something good out of something that's happened.
And when you were diagnosed with RP, which must have been a real blow at the time, but I think it was your wife who encouraged you to spend more time painting, and maybe she could see how much you enjoyed painting and how it could change your life around, which I think it has done by the sounds of things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she was definitely an inspiration to me. She knew right at the beginning of the relationship that I loved art, and I'd done a portrait drawing of her way back at the beginning, and she could see how much I was struggling mentally hearing the news of retina pigmentosa and having to give up my work with physical work as a window maker. But she just was such an inspiration. She just gave me some new materials to figure out, like charcoal and pastels, just to have a play around, and it just branched from there.
Would you be able to describe to me one of your paintings that you feel really sort of shows off your artwork and that you're sort of maybe really pleased with?
Yeah, definitely. There was just a small canvas I did way back at the beginning. I remember where I was in Watermead doing it, just almost sitting near the lake, and I done a landscape and I put some words on the left hand side, and it meant so much at the time. Living permanently with vision impairment is like looking through a tunnel and not hearing the end of the story. And that was my one piece that I will always keep hold of.
Yeah, I think through painting, it's a real channel for sort of, I suppose, channeling all those emotions and things, but also to express how you're feeling and to put something down on canvas is a real way of doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely a way for myself. It's almost like, as you say, it's like therapy for myself to express my emotions, to adapt the way that I portray the world around me, and to also give something to someone who probably find it and it help them mentally maybe for the day finding one of the artworks.
Yeah, because you do donate your completed artworks around Buckinghamshire and leaving them in towns and other locations for people to sort of pick up and to give to strangers. And as you say, you know, to give something back in a way and give hope to other people. Why is it so important for you to be able to share your work and donate it to, you know, sort of give joy to other people?
I think it's so important nowadays with the situation that people are going through with financial and strains through life. One of those pieces may change someone's way that they were thinking that day. I had some lovely messages through individuals saying thank you, it's really made my day. And it's also, I think it's important to carry on the inspiration of so many people with sight loss that I hear through like catalogues through the RNIB, where you get remarkable stories. And I think for people that are going through it, they need that inspiration, that sort of flame to know that it's possible to do the impossible.
Yeah, I think that's truly right, because a lot of people, you know, sort of because they start to lose their sight, think, oh, I can't carry on with the hobby I've always done, or I can't get involved in painting. And I think that sometimes outsiders and the general public's opinion that somebody who's visually impaired can't do something that's visual. But we can get involved in art in all sorts of ways. And, you know, like you say, it can bring so much joy to yourself, but also to others as well.
It definitely does. And just getting that passion still driving through and to just carry it on, it really does make a difference for people.
And what are you working on at the moment? What's your next painting? What's this all about?
Yes, this next painting. I went to visit a old landlord of mine, Kelvin, who's in Aylesbury. He used to be the landlord of Watermead Inn. I went to his place and he jokingly said, I've got so many pictures in here, do you reckon you could do one for me? And I said, well, I'll see what I can do. Like, just to surprise him, just to see his reaction, it'd be priceless to see. And yeah, going to be a peacock with paintball in the background.
Oh, wow. And I know you would like to see your work hanging in the Tate. And what would it mean for you to have your work on the walls of the Tate alongside other great British artists?
That would mean the absolute world. Not only being in a remarkable place to have a piece of art hanging on the walls, but also to put that awareness out for so many people that are going through similar situations as myself and also yourself. Like, it's such a impact to the public to see something like that, and it's such an impact to the community as well to see that.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it would be nice to sort of showcase more art by blind and partially sighted people, whether it's at Tate or anywhere else, and just, as you say, to alert the public, to show them that, you know, blind and partially sighted people can be great artists. Adrian, if listeners would like to find out more about your work and maybe find out when you will be donating your next painting and its location, are you on social media or do you have a website where people can follow you and find out more about your work?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a page on Facebook that's called Just Be You with an extra U at the end. And that page sort of sums it up, really, just being yourself.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed, Adrian, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm sure we will see your work hanging on the walls of the Tate very, very soon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.